Hello, and welcome back to the Cynthia and Peggy Show, where in each episode, we, Cynthia and
Peggy,
focus on a specific topic and we share our personal experiences, stories, and insights around that. Today, we're going to be talking about pet peeves. Oh, gosh. Pet peeves. Whew.
This is an interesting one. Also, just to start off, I don't really understand why it's called that. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
It doesn't really make any sense to me.
It's weird, huh? It's a weird word.
Yeah, it's like, how is it related to pets?
I know, right?
I don't know. There's a lot of English words that are like that, though, to be honest.
That's true. I remember when I first heard this term, I think I was maybe in middle school. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what it meant, and I was, like, in the middle of a conversation, and I just, like, froze. And I was like, what?
That's but now so I funny. Know. Now you know. Yeah. It's basically like things that annoy you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 You wanna give us one?
Oh, I'll kick it off. Okay. So basically the context here is I walk a lot to a lot of places. I walk to work. I tend to prefer walking if I'm not in a rush. Because mm-hmm. I just feel like, I mean, gets your heart rate up a little bit, get your steps in, all of that sort. But it actually really bothers me and annoys me when people just like walk really slowly or they know that there's people behind them who are rushing, but they're mm-hmm. just like there and they don't try to move out of the way. And yeah. I think it's especially noticeable in the mornings when I'm walking to work or in the evenings when I'm walking back home. So it's just kind of like, if you know you're going to be slow, then like move to the side. And usually I'm not a very nice person and I don't really move for other people, which Peggy
true.
Knows.
True.
But it's like, I know because this is one of my pet peeves, I actually know to move to the side. If I know someone's like in a rush or someone's like running or something. I definitely yeah. like, if I know I'm going to walk slowly, I move out of the way. But yeah. some people just like don't. And especially when they hog up like the entire sidewalk, yeah. it just yep. frustrates me, especially when like everyone's trying to get to work, you know? So yeah. that is one of my bigger pet peeves.
I feel like that definitely annoys me, but I wouldn't call it like my major pet peeves. Mm. But one thing that I get really annoyed about that is very similar is like, you know, when everyone is kind of walking pretty fast yeah. like in the same direction and you are like maybe walking the fastest oh, okay. or something
yeah
no you're like walking pretty fast and then maybe some random person like behind you thinks that they're walking faster than you and they pass you mm-hmm. and then they end up actually walking slower
oh,
and then you're just
God.
Like what the fuck are you doing
yeah, yeah. oh I completely get you yeah. I completely
that really
get
bugs
you.
Me because I'm like what were you doing like you're literally walking slower than me
yeah it's like, why'd you pass me to just get ahead of me and then walk slower and block me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a walking problem.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. You say one.
Yeah. So this one is kind of more related to work because it happens at work a lot mm-hmm. for me via Slack. And I think it does apply to like personal like text messages or like Facebook messages as well where there's people that, especially at work, will just Slack me, like, one word, like, hey or hi.
Oh.
And then I will see it, but then I'm like, okay, what's next? Like, I don't see you typing anymore. And I'm the kind of person that if I'm asking someone for something or a question, then I will type everything out and
direct.
Then send it.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm like, I don't want to waste your time. Like, when you see it, I want you to know exactly what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's these people that I don't know what their intentions are. Like, maybe they think it's polite to do that first, where they're just like, hi, you there? Or like, hey, and then nothing. And then they won't say anything else until you respond. And I'm just like, you're literally wasting my time right now.
Yeah, I completely get you. I think those people, like for me and you, we're just kind of like direct and we yeah. just are like, okay, this person can respond whenever they want. That's why we give all the information
yes.
at the same time.
Yes.
But I think people like that are actually waiting to like have a direct conversation, like for you to oh. be right there. So they're like, hey, and they expect you to be like, hi. And then they ask and then they expect an immediate response because they know you're there already and you're like committed because you just responded. So you can't just like not respond, you know?
Oh,
so
then,
I think,
okay. I think I understand that. But then in that case, I would just be like, hi, are you there? Can we talk about something really quickly? Then in that case, I'd be like, okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, don't like say hi. And then because now I've gotten so annoyed to a point where if I see someone just say hi or hey, I don't respond on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, they should know if they need something, just ask.
Yeah.
Like, why are they haying and hiing?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. This is actually really interesting because I actually don't know Peggy's pet peeve. So this will be an interesting one. Yeah.
Pet peeve Cynthia.
I know. Watch my name come out. No, I feel like there's certain things that I do that trigger you and bother you. So we'll see.
You mean your paragraph texts? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that and my bad attitude and being mean to other people. Yeah.
No, I feel like you've improved a lot.
The real hard cold truth is coming out. Okay, my next one. This one, I don't think it's like it's not a pet peeve to the point where it like angers me. Like sometimes like slow walkers, people like that, mm-hmm. it actually like annoys me to the point where I like will glare at people. This mm-hmm. I won't glare at people, but it's definitely something that still like bugs me.
Yeah.
It's people with bad table manners. Mm. So like people who just like burp because I'm like, wait, could you not control that? Like, did you really have to do that? You know? And then also some people after they eat, they don't wipe their mouths.
Oh, so gross.
And that it's like a gross thing that to me now turns into like ill. And like that actually kind of bothers me and annoys me.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like I can't continue carrying on a conversation because I just stare. I'm like, how can this person just not wipe their mouth? You know?
Yeah.
So that's another one of my things. And I think especially for dating, I'm always like, ooh, that's
That's really gross.
Yeah.
I feel like you can tell a lot of person by like watching them eat something.
Yeah. Oh my God. I've had dates with like people who just are so messy. So messy.
Ew.
Yeah. Remember how I told you? Okay, this is a kind of funny story.
You should share.
I'm gonna share it. Yeah. So there was this one date I went on with this guy, and he picked ramen. So he was the one who picked ramen, and I was like, okay, down. Even though ramen is kind of messy.
A little bit. Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. Like, I mean, I'm not a super messy eater, so I'm like, okay, whatever. Literally, we're sitting across from each other, and it's like normal table length, and he starts eating his noodles, and I don't even know, it wasn't even just the slurping, I don't exactly know how, but there was like so much soup coming out that it was like coming and at me on my face.
That's
like
really
I felt
disgusting.
It on my face. Yeah it was like to that point, and I'm like, wait, if you know you're a messy eater, why did you pick ramen?
Yeah.
That was like a really big turn off.
Yeah, like this is the first date, like you didn't even think about
it.
This
was my first date. Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
It was, that was a no-no. Yep. Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Okay. For me, this one, I think it kind of all ties to, okay, I think the next few for mine are all kind of tied to like, okay, you're not really respectful of other people. Mm-hmm. So this one is like, you know, like, I like to think that I'm a pretty polite person.
You are.
Like, if I'm, thanks. If I'm like, out in public, like at a mall or a store or at work, like if there's someone behind me when I'm like opening the door, then I will hold the door for them, mm-hmm. whether or not I know them. Like even if it's a complete stranger at the mall, I do that because I'm like, oh, I think that's really polite. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I think most people do it for other people. So I always do it. And even if I have to wait for them, I will do it a little bit too. Yeah. And I'm just like, if there's like 10 of you in a row, I will do it too.
Aww.
Yeah. So I'm just like, to me, I know that's like a little bit above and beyond, but whatever. But then my biggest pet peeve is like when I do that directly for someone and they know that I'm opening the door for them, holding it for them, they don't say thank you or like acknowledge or like smile or like look at you. They just sort of walk in and like
expect it. Yeah,
they like expect that you
that you're the doorman.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, I don't look like a doorman. Second of all, like clearly the door doesn't magically open and stay open, so you know someone is there. I'm literally standing there, so I'm just like, you're literally so rude and entitled. Yeah. I don't understand. Like you could have just like made eye contact, and I would have been fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't like that, especially for like coworkers. I'm like, who do you think I am?
Yeah. That is really funny. That is funny. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay. You?
Me. Next one. This is kind of related to what you said about being entitled. Mm-hmm. I think this is more just about I don't even really know how to phrase it, but people who think, who are obsessed with themselves, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, like, have you ever had that friend who just, whenever you hang out with them, the entire time it's them talking about themselves. They don't even ask you how your life is. Yep. They don't talk about you. It's like, it's always about them. And even if you insert yourself and say something, it still circles back to them.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that really bothers me, because it's just annoying. Like, I don't want to sit at dinner for 2 hours and just hear you talk about yourself. And usually that comes with that person thinking they're the shit. So that is also really annoying, because sometimes it's like, girl, like, take a look outside, like, take a minute, be more high level and look around. Like, like, no offense, but like, we're all not the shit.
Exactly.
So I think it does really bother me when people are like that, because I'm like, you haven't seen more than what you know. So I think that's frustrating. And it's actually something that I'm very cognizant of, because I feel like I sometimes can be that way. Like, I feel like sometimes I talk a lot about myself. So I'm very aware about asking other people about themselves and trying to, like, always ask, like, oh, what about you? And, like, sometimes, you know, some people, they always want to just ask you, especially if you're getting to know someone, like, they always want to ask you about yourself and all of this. And it's easy to just keep talking about yourself. Yeah. But I feel like I always try to make the extra effort to always ask, like, okay, what about you? Like, what do you do? What do you like? Mm-hmm. What makes you happy? All of these things, just so it's more of like a two-way street and it's equal.
Yeah, I agree. I think that applies to both, like, dating and just, like, friendship.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. I would say that's also a pet peeve of mine, but it's not like a top pet peeve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's definitely frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Your turn.
Okay. This one is kind of silly. So it's kind of like related to grammar.
Oh God.
But it's not like the typical, like, a lot of people are frustrated, or like their pet peeve is like, you don't know how to use your and your, or like there and there. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, like, obviously that's kind of silly. Like, I usually like chuckle a little bit when I see how people don't know how to use the different ones, but it doesn't really like bug me. But what bugs me is, like, you know, those people that between the like last word and the exclamation mark or question mark, they leave an extra space. I'm like, that really bugs me, because it's like in writing and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why is there an extra space? Like, you went the extra mile and added the space. Like, it literally makes no sense.
Oh my God.
And I even looked it up. So, like, typically it happens with people who, like, obviously English isn't their native language. And apparently it's, like, some, like, French or Spanish. They actually do use this extra space.
Oh.
But it's, like, not in English. But then there's people that I've met, Americans, who actually do this. And I'm like, clearly you are a native English speaker, so I don't know why you're adding this space. Like, what are you doing?
Oh my God. That is so
That really bugs me. Funny. Like, when I see that in, like, when I was dating, like, on dating profiles, I would immediately just, like, not meet up with this person.
Deal breaker right here.
Actually, yeah.
Dude, that's so funny. I never knew that about you. I didn't
but
know
you,
that.
But doesn't it frustrate you?
It, I mean, it's okay. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Damn. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Do you have any more? I think that was all I could think of.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot more things that bug me, but I think these were
the main ones. Everything bothers us. Okay, well, wait, this was a really fun episode. I learned something about you. I didn't know these things.
Same.
We gotta do more fun topics like this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is it for our podcast this week. If you like our podcast, don't forget to give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. It'd help us out a ton. If you have any topics you'd like us to talk about or want to share feedback with us, we'd love it so much. You can do so by DMing either of us on our Instagrams. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you all next week. Bye.